The biggest cause of liver failure in the Western world is not alcohol, it's paracetamol. The popular pain relief drug can be deadly if taken in excessive quantities. A new Australian research reveals that overdosing from paracetamol has increased by nearly 45% over the last decade. The study authors are calling for limits on the size of a packet to help reduce the overdose rate, as Julia Holman reports.
It's one of the most popular drugs for pain relief, but taking too much paracetamol can be dangerous.
Like, I work at the Poison Centre and it is our number one call, and that has been for a couple of decades now.
Dr. Rose Cairns is a Director of Research at the New South Wales Poison Centre and lecturer in pharmacy at the University of Sydney. She says paracetamol is the drug Australians most frequently overdose on.
I think it's just because it's so widely available. Everyone has it in their cupboard and you can get it anywhere outside of pharmacies, so that's why it's the number one thing that we get called about.
Dr. Cairns has written a study released today in the Medical Journal of Australia, which shows that paracetamol overdose has increased by 44% over the past decade. In the financial year to 2008, 8,000 people were admitted to hospital with paracetamol poisoning. But in 2016-17, the figures show nearly 12,000 people went to hospital after overdosing.
We were really surprised to find that. Obviously, that's a very concerning increase, 44% in a decade. What we were even more concerned about was the increase in liver injury, which was increasing at an even faster rate. So that's doubled in the same time.
Paracetamol itself is not toxic, but in large amounts, the body can't process it. Dr. Cairns says in severe cases, someone who suffered an overdose can need a liver transplant or die.
So unfortunately, we saw over 200 deaths in the same period. So
in a decade?
Yeah, in a decade, yeah.
Are these overdoses that you're seeing, are they intentional or unintentional?
Yeah, so look, our national data set looked at all poisoning types and about 75% of those were intentional poisonings.
What have some countries done to try to reduce the rate of paracetamol overdose?
Yeah, so this is really interesting because paracetamol availability differs quite widely country to country. So a really good example is the UK. So 20 years ago now, they were seeing pretty high rates of deaths from paracetamol. So they reduced the pack sizes available. So they reduced it to 32 tablets in pharmacies and 16 outside of pharmacies. And what they saw is a long-term reduction in overdose size, liver injury, and deaths from paracetamol. And it's not just the UK. A lot of European countries have pretty strict rules about paracetamol as well. You know, for example, Denmark, you can't buy it unless you're 18. And a lot of them restrict it to pharmacy-only sales and pretty small packs as well.
Currently in Australia, you can buy packs of 100 paracetamol tablets in pharmacies, and it's available in supermarkets or convenience stores in packs of 20. The Victorian president of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia is Anthony Tassoni. He says the Guild is open to restricting access to 100 packs of paracetamol.
We do have the opportunity with our Australian scheduling system that if it's thought that there needs to be additional safeguards for maintaining packs of 100 over the counter without a prescription, we can reclassify that as Schedule 3, being pharmacist-only medicine, meaning the pharmacist needs to personally have oversight of each and every sale or provision of that to a patient or consumer.
And the Pharmacy Guild's Anthony Tassoni argues there should be more oversight on the amount of paracetamol you can buy in a supermarket or convenience store.
People can actually purchase multiple packets from a supermarket or convenience store without question because there's no professional oversight.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration governs drug sales in Australia. It's recently restricted the availability of higher strength paracetamol to behind the counter. The World Today contacted the TGA for comment.
Julia Holman reporting. And if this story has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.